Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Robert Dwyer. He is running for selectman in the town of Scituate. The election is this Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Christine.
Well, you know, it's a long-term selectman, Sean Harris. I think he served more than two decades, is not running again this time, and you thought, good time to get into the race. What was your, what's your motivation? What do you want to do in Scituate? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, I certainly wasn't going to run against someone like Sean. But no, I've been working with and in a number of town committees, you know, across the town of Scituate for the past couple of years. And I feel I've gained a great deal of experience and formed a lot of really strong connections with the other people that work in our town. And I think that, combined with a young, fresh perspective that I bring, can really be a great strength to the board.
So what would be, let's say if you had, if you, you know, win this election and you could be remembered during your term for getting three things done or three initiatives that you really wanted to push, what would those be?
Well, I think one, the most important things that we need to get done is we need to improve town's communication, and that's communication between the town government and the people of the town. You know, people of the town, a lot of times, you know, don't feel like they're being heard by those that represent them. And those that are running the town, we haven't done a great job of, you know, reassuring them, and not just reassuring them, but, you know, informing them when things that they're looking to get done are being done. So I really look to push that and possibly work that in with some education systems to really prepare our students for facing the world and a lot of the new jobs that are going to be coming out and are already starting to emerge. The second thing that I'm really trying to focus on is fostering our small businesses. A lot of them are really hurting right now with the shutdown, which is why I helped found Scituate Loves Local, which is a coalition of groups around town, really coming together and helping to guide these businesses through the lockdown and through the months to come. And thirdly, I'd like to get some real strong progress on our shoreline protection. A lot of that has been eroding away and has weakened. And, you know, in Scituate, if we don't keep that shoreline, that's a tremendous loss to our town, and we really need to step that up. There are a lot of good plans out there already that I think we need to act on and really implement and strengthen in order to get us where we need to be.
And if people want to find out more about your candidacy and where you stand on the issues, do you have a website or a Facebook page they can check out?
I do. I have a website. It's votedwyer.com, VOTEDWYER.com. There's a form there where you can send me an email. I'd like to say I've been pretty good about responding to anybody that reaches out to me. If you see me on the street holding signs, you're also free to, you know, come by, yell at me, let me know what you think, any of that. I appreciate it.
Well, that sounds
all that feedback and engagement.
Well, that sounds great. We give you, you know what, we appreciate you. You did call us back right away. We appreciate that. And you're running on Saturday. We will be covering that election in Scituate. The poll hours are limited. I believe they close at 2 o'clock on Saturday in Scituate. But again, that's Robert Dwyer. He's running against Andrew Goodrich. The election is this Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks, Robert.